The Kurds of northern Iraq have been the most enthusiastic supporters of U.S. policy in Iraq. They celebrated the overthrow and capture of Saddam Hussein. But many Kurds reacted to yesterday's handover ceremony in Baghdad with suspicion and even a sense of betrayal. They see no guarantee from Iraq's interim government or from the international community that the Kurds will be able to hold on to the autonomy that they have enjoyed for the last 13 years. NPR's Ivan Watson filed this report from Sulaymaniyya in northern Iraq.
As is so often the case, Iraqi Kurdistan feels a world away from the violence and turmoil that plague much of the rest of the country. Take, for example, Dukhan, where tourists picnic and play on the banks of a mountain-ringed lake. Despite the carefree atmosphere, the Kurds here are bitter about the news of yesterday's handover of sovereignty.
It is good, but we have got nothing as the Kurds. There is nothing to make us happy.
Many here are proud to point out that not one American soldier has been killed on Kurdish territory since the war. That's because most Kurds view the American invasion as a liberation from decades of persecution at the hands of Arab-dominated governments in Baghdad. To this day, Kurdish distrust of Iraq's Arab majority runs deep. Dressed in green camouflage and sporting a Kalashnikov, Dana Mohammed is one of the tens of thousands of Kurdish fighters known as Peshmerga who have successfully maintained order in northern Iraq since the war.
In the last 3 decades, we have been punished and tortured, killed, chemically bombed by the Arabs, not the Americans. Now we are free under the shadow of God and the Americans.
Mohammed goes on to say he does not recognize the authority of Iyad Alawi, the Arab who is now Iraq's prime minister. He says he will only take orders from the two Kurdish chieftains who have ruled northern Iraq for the past 13 years. Veteran Kurdish journalist Kamran Karadai says many Kurds question the legitimacy of the new Iraqi government because its top posts of president and prime minister went to Arabs and not Kurds.
It is still the same old story. A Kurd can be always a deputy of a prime minister, deputy of a vice president. So it's the same mentality. Arabs must be number one and Kurds number two. So that's not good enough.
Bakhtiar Amin shares this sentiment. He's a Kurd who was recently appointed Minister of Human Rights in the new Baghdad government. But he says he's more concerned about the failure of Baghdad and the international community to guarantee Iraqi Kurdistan's future.
It was an obligation of the international community, in particular the UN Security Council, to give certain international guarantee to the Iraqi people, and in particular to the Kurds, that federalism is a must for this country to work.
The Kurdish leadership has lobbied for the creation of an Iraqi federation which would include Kurdistan. This is described as a compromise because most Kurds would happily declare complete independence from Baghdad. For now, the Kurdish leadership has agreed to participate in the new Iraqi government, but they appear to be doing so against the will of much of the Kurdish population. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Sulaymaniyya in northern Iraq.